WNCW with Amy Ray and her band here in Studio B, man. I've heard that song. Well, of course you have. We've been playing it here on the radio station. You just heard a live version right here in Studio B. And the new album is called If It All Goes South. Tonight, a CD release at Salvage Station in Asheville. And I think, the actual disc be out on Friday the 16th, It's out now.
Record's out.
I was misinformed.
Yeah, well, no, we're past Friday the 16th, like.
Oh, that's right. Today is the 21st.
It's out.
Dang.
It's out. The vinyl's coming out in, 3 months when they get the pressing machines.
Oh, yeah.
You know how that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. This is your 10th solo album, isn't it?
It's like there's some live things in there.
Yeah, there's like three live records.
They count those, I guess.
Well, I wanted to make sure I congratulated you. I didn't get to go to Americana Fest, but, Martin was there, and you won a Spirit of Americana Free Speech and Music Award, one of the Lifetime Honoree Awards. Congratulations. Well-deserved.
Thank you.
For all the years of earning music and your advocacy and your music and everything. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Hey, you got a room full of players here. Let's get to know them a little bit.
Yeah, well, we got on pedal steel and dobro from a band called the Honeycutters. We got Matt Smith. He's from Asheville.
Yeah, so we know him.
He's a local guy. And from Atlanta, we have on fiddle and vocals Adrian Carter. And from Seattle on guitar and vocals and a bunch of stuff, Jeff Fielder. And then from Seattle, also on keys, we have Daniel Walker. From Charlotte, we have on bass, we have Kerry Brooks, and also from Charlotte, we have Jim Brock on drums.
All right.
A lot of Carolina in the house.
Yeah, welcome, guys. I bet this is a little culture shock for the Seattlers, though. It's, this coming down here.
Not so much. We're down here quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's great to have you guys. We're sounding great together today, and, the show tonight at Salvage Station, I'm sure is going to be a full house. I hope it will be. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's going to be super fun, the whole band, and we'll have like twice as many instruments, I guess, probably.
Really?
Yeah. But no, it'll be super fun. And Katie Pruitt's opening, and she's our special guest, and she's amazing, like I said. But so it's going to be a good time. We're excited about it.
One of the questions I asked today was, is Allison Brown coming too? Because she worked on the record, though, didn't she?
She does. She's in our band. She does all of our records with us.
Yeah.
But it's, she only comes out every now and then.
I know.
Yeah.
She was here recently for the Earl Scruggs Festival, so I wasn't expecting her to come back this quickly. So
the stuff she did on this record, If It All Goes South, this record, the stuff she did is mind-blowing. Mm. She just raises the bar for all of us.
Absolutely.
We're all just kind of like mouths open watching her play, like, oh my God, she just did that crazy thing,
That crazy, yeah. It's kind of that Bela Fleck effect, she's kind of got that thing going on, right?
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's see. It's 10 songs on the new record, and we've been playing Joy Train, and we've been playing A Mighty Thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There you go. We featured the album Monday on New Tunes at 2, so folks got to hear three of the songs off the record.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Hey, we always do that, especially when the great stuff comes in. Martin just can't wait until he can get that into New Tunes at 2 so we can play even more of it.
That's awesome.
Which one are we going to get next from you?
We're going to do a song called Subway, I wrote this as a tribute, really, to another a great DJ maverick, Rita Houston, who was at WFUV.
Oh, yeah.
She passed away a couple years ago, and I wanted to write a song it's like about me and about her and,
In case you're just tuning in, that familiar voice is Amy Ray here in Studio B.
Jim, count us